and welcome back to the Make It a Double podcast with Ariana
and Jasmine. Because if you're gonna have a drink, might as well make it a double.
How are you, Jasmine?
Good. I mean, I'm not 100%. I can tell in my throat that I'm starting to get a little sick. A little sick, but you know, hoping for the best. I have tomorrow off, so hopefully I honestly like might pick up just like some NyQuil and then just like get a really good night's sleep. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, especially because you're going to that.
Thing. Yeah, me and Lee are going to Dylan Mulvaney's show, which I have no idea.
I think it's
what it's about.
I don't either, but like
singing. I think she sings. I don't know. I think Leah got the tickets for free, and
I don't think she got them for free. I think she got them through like this like membership that she has.
Oh, okay.
There's like empty seats in the theater.
Oh, yeah. She said we were like seat fillers. Yeah. Now I remember.
Yeah.
But she was like, I haven't really heard of much about it, but.
I mean,
love her, so.
Yeah. If nothing, it's a free show.
Love to support a trans queen, so.
No, literally.
So
it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, guys. We were going to record last week, but what happened?
You were sick, slightly.
I had a headache all weekend.
Like
a migraine, like a horrible migraine. Yeah. To the point where I, like, literally took Monday off because I was so unwell.
And then we were going to record Tuesday?
We kept trying to record. At first, something. The microphones weren't working, and I was like, if the microphones don't work, and I also don't feel well, like, I'm gonna have a breakdown, which, hopefully you guys understand. So now it's Sunday, yeah. And...
Because we were all prepared with our showgirl recap, and
yeah.
It was gonna be, like, fresh off the release, but it just, like, wasn't in the cards, because... Like,
yeah.
I wasn't gonna, like, force Ariana to record when she was, like, so not well, and...
It was also, like, I would have done it. I really was up for it, but then...
The microphone and the technology didn't work, and it really just felt like a sign.
1,000%. But let's go back to that past week. We had Addison... Wait, you had Renee Rapp on Monday.
Oh, my God. I had Renee Rapp on Monday, so we...
So 2 Mondays ago.
I have seen... I'd seen Renee Rapp at Terminal 5, and she was amazing at Terminal 5. Terminal 5 is, for those of you who don't live in New York, objectively the worst, literally worst location.
It is a good, like, location-wise, it is a good spot.
Yes, but it's, like, the worst concert venue ever because it's, like, it's just, like, you can't see, and, like, I'm short. Like, the visibility there is zero, but that being said, it was amazing. And then, but... I had already seen her at Terminal 5. She did MSG. Oh my God. I fully had like, I like broke down sobbing multiple times. It was amazing. She's amazing. She's like, also like, so hot.
Obviously.
But also like, my favorite song, one of my favorite songs of the moment right now is a song that she has that is called At Least I'm Hot.
Which I believe was one of your song on repeats.
Yes. It definitely was. It's a song that I continue to tell Jasmine that, like, reminds me of her because you were just so good at just being like, you know what? At least I'm hot. Like, you are...
I'm usually faking until I make it.
Well, yes. I mean, aren't we all a little bit? But, like, you are so good about being, like, I love that about you is, like, you're just very good, like, at just being, like... Hey, like, I know my worth at the end of the day, like, at least I'm hot, like, it's, but also, like, that song is just really good, and Renee Rapp has, like, a call and repeat with Toa, and Toa
that's
did it,
her girlfriend.
That's her girlfriend, sorry, in the song, and Toa did it for my show, but now she's had, like, special guests do it every single night, and I'm like, I mean, Toa's great, but it's like, I would have rather had Tucker go, but you're so sexy, you know what I mean, Tucker is role model, who is, also a singer, but so I saw Renee Rapp on that Monday. Then I had rehearsal on Tuesday,
and then we saw Addison Rae.
Jasmine, how I need a
it was amazing. Well, first of all, okay, doors opened at 7. She did not go on until what,
9:30 maybe.
And so we were standing for so long, and she did not have an opener. That is my one complaint.
Yeah.
Like, I liked the venue. The venue was cool.
I mean, I love that venue. It was the Brooklyn Paramount. It's, like,
The floor's, like, kind of slanted, so, like, you kind... But I didn't really honestly notice a difference, but maybe
we're
so close to the stage.
Yeah, it really starts getting slanted, like, the further out you are. And we were, like, pretty close.
Yeah, we just had some tall gaze in front of us, so we were kind of effed.
Yeah.
But, like, if you didn't find a window, like, you were...
Oh, no. And the girl next to Katie and I.
Oh, she was a fucking cunt. Like, no, she sucked.
No, like, she was bumping into Katie and I the entire time. Mostly Katie, but, like, she was bumping into me to the point I was, like, trying to, like, help Katie.
Yeah.
It got to a point where, like, maybe 3/4 of a concert in, Katie was like, I have to go! I can't! Because she was, like... And then, immediately, this girl, like, shoved into me, and I was trying to push her back, and, like, maybe one song later, I was like, I have to go!
Yeah,
like,
I was like, I gotta get out of here. And then, immediately, those girls, like, went into your guys' spot. Like,
no, I told Katie...
trying to push you out.
I literally told Katie, like... She's so lucky that I'm not, like, actually a violent person, because I was getting to the point where I was, like, if I was maybe a little more unhinged, I would, but, like, she was pissing me off, for real, like.
That being said, the concert was amazing. Addison was
she was
incredible
so
performer.
Good.
She looked hot. I mean, no shock there. Her outfits, insane.
Amazing. And Mike on.
Vocals sounding stronger than ever.
Agreed.
And this is not her first show in the tour. Like, she's been, like, her vocals have been getting stronger and stronger and stronger.
You can tell that she's, like, putting, like, the work in. She, like...
Plus her breathing control, too.
Yes.
Also noticed that was really, really good.
Yeah.
And just, like, her dance. She dances so much during the whole thing. She really, really put on a show. I think the only thing she needs to work on is, like, her little tidbits in, like... You know how, like, artists is, like, they stop the song and they're like, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
She said kind of the same thing. Like,
every single time.
But it was cute. Like, you could tell she was, like, so nervous. It was her first performance in New York City. Like, such a big deal. Like, you could tell she was, like, nervous. But, like, I mean, that's our one complaint.
No, but also it was, so lovely because she did the Brooklyn Paramount. She ended up having to add a Terminal 5 gig.
Yeah. Which I'm glad we did Brooklyn Paramount.
Oh, absolutely. But craziness. You could tell that she was like, I love living in New York and going to concerts in New York because I love being there to witness people's like Renee Rapp literally during In the Kitchen, which is like her most famous song, I would say. It's like
the
one strangers to lovers to enemies. That one. Yeah. She was, you could see like the tears and emotion in her eyes, and I was like, she's playing MSG solo.
Yeah,
like, it's
so sick.
I
did feel like when we were watching, I felt the same way when we saw Sabrina at Terminal 5. I felt the same way that we watched Addison at Brooklyn. I said, this is the last time she's going to be in a small venue like
ever.
We were literally, it was like we were watching a young Britney Spears. That's
it was
how incredible it was.
Like, no, it really did remind me of how we felt watching Sabrina at Terminal 5 2 years ago. Because we were like, we're never going to be able to see her like this again.
No way. It really was like so, so special. And there was confetti. It was so cool. It was just like such a good show. Also really easy to get to and from our house, which was nice. But so incredible. And then that was Wednesday. And then Thursday, did I just work late? I think maybe.
Yeah, I think you just worked late because Thursday was the... No, you worked late Thursday of...
Yeah. And then Friday we were going to go to the Taylor movie. But
then you had
a migraine. That's when her migraine
started. Yes.
So
It literally was like, I was already not feeling great on Friday. Like, and it really did like, I don't think I felt like truly well. Like, I think on Saturday I powered through because I had so much shit to do. And on Sunday I had rehearsal, but I was like, my head hurts.
Because I think Saturday we had brunch, right?
So yes.
With Lindsay.
And then I had a birthday party. And then...
Yeah,
and then I...
Which was also a showgirl themed. It was pretty sick.
It was pretty sick.
The birthday girl was in, like, feathers.
Oh, my God. Shreya, shout out to you. You looked so good. I'm so sad. One of the things that I have... One of, like, the packages that I had, it was a Life of a Birthday Girl, like, sash that I had gotten for her. But it didn't come until, like... 3 days after her party, and I told her, I was like, do you still want it? She was like, I mean, if you can get your money back, you probably should.
Did you already return it?
No, I haven't. It's right there.
Ask Emily if she wants it for her birthday.
Oh, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so smart.
But that was a sick birthday.
Yeah.
Honestly. And that apartment was sick as hell.
I know. Like, so close to our house, too.
Sick.
The balcony?
I also have a lot of pictures of her on my laps that I need to send you.
Yes, so
you
send them to me, please.
Because I was, like, trying to, like, I'm always trying to, like, sneak cool pictures of birthday girls. Yeah.
Mic drop.
Mic diva down. what was I going to say? And then, yeah, so, that, and then, yeah, you were kind of sick, like, all weekend after that, and then.
Well, no, I had rehearsal on Sunday, and, like, I had to power through. I already felt like ass, like, yeah. I really didn't feel well, and then I had to, like, dance, then I came back, and I was like, awful. I can't, and then.
Which also, like, moving around like that probably worsened. You probably wouldn't have had to.
Take Monday off if I didn't, especially because, like, obviously, like, Saturday was a marathon, and then I had that, like, mm-hmm. no matter how many electrolytes you drink, like, sometimes a migraine is still gonna get you diva down, you know what I mean?
That was okay. And then this week.
Yeah, because I took Monday off. Tuesday, I had rehearsal. Wednesday, I went to a Survivor thing with Lindsay. It was so fun. So
finally,
it was,
Tuesday, I didn't work late, so I actually watched Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, love that. it's funny because during rehearsal, I do watch it live if we're doing the music portion because essentially, music is like I am only supposed to pay attention during my vocal part. Especially because I get really, really confused when I start singing and paying attention during other people's vocal parts. That basically just means if I'm supposed to sing here, and somebody else is supposed to go here, I need to make sure that I'm actually singing my part. But I watched the first half of Dancing with the Stars at rehearsal. It was great. But then Wednesday I went to a Survivor watch party. So essentially it was, you watch the episode and then it was a live recording of the Rob Has a podcast, which is like one of the official Survivor podcasts. And then we went to the after party. So fun. It's so funny because apparently the past two times that he's done a live show, it's been like crazy episodes. Like somebody on this episode got bit by a snake and it was like, oh, shit. Like, nobody has ever been bit by that snake, like, but it's a snake that it's like, if you get bit by that snake, they're like, okay, you have an hour before you're paralyzed and, like, 3 hours before you're dead. So, like, they were freaking out. It was a dry bite, so it's one of those snakes where it's, like, it literally says, like,
it's not venomous.
It is venomous, but it, like, sometimes it'll just bite you to, like, scare you away, essentially. Okay. But obviously, that was still really scary. He went home because they were like,
dang, I'd be fucking pissed if I went home on Survivor because of a snake bite and not, like...
It's funny because all of the, like, that is, like, of all of the Survivor people, because there were a bunch of Survivor alums at that event, everyone was like, nobody knows anything about the rule book. The rule book does say that snake. Everybody's like, that's the snake everybody warns you about. Dang. So, it is, like, a scary snake, but it's also funny because Jeff was, like, he said, you know, there's a lot of Fijian people on this cast. Like, we've filmed in Fiji for 10 seasons. Nobody, and they have, like, a huge local Fijian crew. They were, like, nobody on this crew even knows anybody who's ever been bitten by that snake. Like, that is how,
so random.
But also, the guy who went home was... His like wife was like about to give birth, and this was like his one thing that he wanted to do. And he was like, "I might miss the birth of my child," but because he was medically evacuated, he got home in time to see his son,
which is really sweet. Yeah.
And season 50 will have some returners, so he'll probably.
Kind of insane that you would go on Survivor when.
I mean, don't even get me started.
I would be fucking pissed if that was my husband.
I mean, yes, yes.
I dream. I'm. Having major surgery and having a human being ripped out of my veege. Like,
sorry, no, I mean, I agree with you.
Postponed, like, men.
I mean, I agree with you.
That, by the way.
No, I agree with you. I mean, a woman.
Gay couples are.
Oh, duh. I literally was like, if you're pregnant.
How gay people exist?
No, I know, but, like, in my head, I was like, the only thing that I could think of is that, like, the woman would be pregnant. Like, and I say that as someone who I'm like, who understands that, like, other people can get pregnant and you can have a baby through, like, multiple ways. But I was like, she can't go on Survivor. She's 9 months pregnant. That's what I was thinking. Just for reference. Then Thursday was the first day in, like, so many days that I had a night off. So I think I went to bed at like 9:30, and then.
And that was I worked late that.
Yes, so. And then Friday.
Friday.
I had a little doctor's appointment. I was supposed to go to a birthday party, and sorry, Maddie, I didn't go because I had to have something stuck up my nose, which was. But
yeah, so we stayed home and, well, we were going to build our, like, little shelf thing. But
yeah, and then that didn't happen. We should probably do that after this, actually.
I do not want to do that.
Okay.
I have the thing with Leah later.
Oh, duh. So true.
I just
want
to lay in my bed. But.
Oh, maybe we could do it tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm down with that. Yeah, we just stayed home and we ordered pizza and watched the new Love is Blind episode.
Yes.
And it was pretty sweet. And they'll add that, like, towards the end, we were, like, so bored. I was like, we were skipping so many.
Well, it wasn't just bored. It's, like, it was boring, but, like, there were parts that were boring, but there were also parts where I was, like, this is really just, like, it gets to a point where it's, like, no longer fun to watch because you're, like, this is really stressing me out.
For real. Like, I felt like their arguments were just, like, in circles. I'm yeah. Like, why are we watching the same argument for, like,
45 minutes? Yeah.
But we'll talk about it in the same screen.
And then yesterday, Saturday, was Miss Margaret Poe and
Elijah's
engagement party. Congratulations! They just look so happy. Maggie looked so beautiful. Elijah looks great also, but just so happy and so in love. I'm just so happy for them. Mm-hmm. It was actually so much fun. Mm-hmm. We all looked so good. Yeah.
We had a really cool bar called Shai Shai.
It was sweet. It was very, very sweet. Then I came home.
Yeah.
I think I came home early because my feet were hurting. I think suddenly I was just like, I have to go. I cannot stand a single second.
Like, Conti Hills, and they were like so tall. They were like, it's impressive that you lasted that long, to be honest.
And I was sitting for like a good chunk of time. I think it got to a point where there were like no longer stools available. And I was like,
men were sitting on the stools.
And I literally, did I ask somebody? I was like,
you were like, I want to, but I'm not going.
I'm so sorry. I'm standing here wearing 4.5-inch heels and you're sitting. Why?
No, seriously.
Why?
So annoying.
If it had been any of our friends' boyfriends, they would have stood up.
1,000%.
They would have stood up. They would have been like, oh, your feet hurt? Sit down.
Well, that's because our friends' significant others are nice and sweet boys.
That's so true.
But, so we're just gonna. Woken up today and now we're recording. And basically it.
I ordered some Mickey D's.
So did I. Wait, did you get to do the Monopoly?
So yeah. Wait, I was gonna say we should pool our things because you have to get like three of a kind.
Did you get two of the same ones?
Yeah, two of the same ones though. It wasn't like different. It's like two Pennsylvania avenues. Okay. It's not.
Mine was I think I got a railroad.
Oh, okay.
But like that was the whole reason I wanted to get it. I was like, but I got a McDouble and then fries, so it was only on my fries.
Oh, that's annoying. So, no, I got,
back in the day, there used to be two on each item.
Yeah.
Recession indicator.
No, literally. But, so I had a quarter pounder, but then there was I had a deal that was like, buy one, get one 10-piece nugget for free.
I did see that.
So that's what I did. Now I still have, because obviously I didn't eat my nuggets. I ate the burger and like maybe five of the nuggets. I didn't eat the fries. So now I have fries and like 15 nuggets for later, which.
Smart. I should have done that.
Well, that's exactly why I did it. Because I was like, I'm not going to want to cook later. No, so. Okay. So should we dive right in? Okay, so first topic, of course, the full recap of Life of a Showgirl by Taylor Swift. Candidly, I know that there has been a lot of discourse around this album. I loved pretty much every single song from first listen. Yeah. Maybe not loved, but I don't think that I disliked any of the songs during the listen. And Jasmine can attest because I was like, I like this.
I was being like, that's a cheesy line. Interesting.
Joy. Yeah.
But for me personally, this album has definitely been a grower, not a shower.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is kind of how Reputation was for me when I first, especially like, Look What You Made Me Do. I was like, this song is dumb.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, so. Like,
yeah.
I was like, she's so cheesy. But like.
I mean, I agree. Like, Reputation, I listened to it multiple times and never liked it up until like. A year or two after it came out, because
it didn't take me that long. But.
No, it took me that long, but I also, like, took very long breaks in between, and I just didn't listen to that album. That's how little I resonated with it at first.
But I'm definitely, like, I like almost every song on the album now. It was really hard for me to make the list.
Yeah, making the list was really, really hard. I don't think that I dislike any of the songs.
No.
There's just definitely, like, some that I, like, love, and some that I'm like, this song is good.
Yeah.
This song is fine.
Do we want to say our list? So we posted last week, because we didn't record, I posted our list rankings of the album. Has yours changed? Mine hasn't really changed.
I would say mine has changed, like, minorly. The gist is still pretty much the same, I would say. Okay,
do you want to list them from 12 down?
Yes, hold on.
Or should we just do, like, top 5? I don't know.
Hold on. I'm trying to find my list. Because I sent
your list if you want to look at it.
No, I'm looking at the updated list that I sent you. Because
Ariana
think that
found a Tumblr that, like, you can do, like, a
All of them. And I think that is a more accurate ranking for me now than the old one was. Okay. Things only changed slightly. Yeah.
It was hard to rank, honestly.
It was very hard to rank. But do you want to go first?
No, you can go. Are we doing all 12 or?
I think we do all 12.
Okay, you go 12 down.
So 12 is Eldest Daughter.
Yeah.
11 Wishlist. 10 Ruin the Friendship. 9 Canceled, which has gone down on the list, but only because others have gone up. Mm-hmm. Life of a Showgirl 8. Father Figure 7. Wood 6. Elizabeth Taylor 5. Honey 4. Honey has really grown for me. Yeah. Fate of Ophelia 3, Opalite 2, Actually Romantic 1.
Nice. Okay. So we have the same number 1, but we did have 2 the same previously before the list changed, but I'll say mine. 12 Canceled. I still like that song. It's just like, it's my least favorite on
Correct.
The album. But I do understand what she was going for.
Correct.
Like, I get it, but it's Correct. Just like, I don't know. 11 Elizabeth Taylor, but I do feel like that is maybe... I don't know. Elizabeth Taylor was really hard for me to put because I do really like that song, but also the other ones were just more.
Well, that's kind of how I feel. That's kind of how I feel about mine, because even what I just said, like the fact that Life of a Showgirl is 8 out of 12, that would hypothetically put it at like literally a 33% out of 100 if we're giving it a score, which is not true because like, I love that song. It's just not my fault that I like Father Figure Wood, Elizabeth Taylor, Honey, The Fatal Ophelia, Opalite, and Actually Romantic more. Like, that's... It's so hard. I'm going to start this.
So, actually, I would probably put Elizabeth Taylor and Father Figure. I have them as 11 and 10. I would maybe switch them.
Okay.
Currently. 9, Fate of Ophelia. As always, I never think that... I rarely think that her first singles on any album are... The strong Ariana loved
Fortnite.
Fortnite. She but loved also, it instantly. Also, I was like, this song is boring as fuck. I hate this song.
To be fair, I'm also a Post Malone fan.
Yes, that is true.
Post Malone before he turned country, yes, I guess.
Yeah.
So that song was giving me much that.
Which, continue. I totally understand. But that's like my one skip on that album, which is crazy. But so I loved the music video, definitely made me like it more. But when I first heard Fate of Ophelia, because I knew it was going to be the first single, I was like, this one? Especially compared to other songs on the album.
Yeah.
I digress. 8, Eldest Daughter. I actually like the acoustic version of Eldest Daughter, like, way more. So if she came out with the acoustic, I would probably rank it higher.
I haven't listened to it.
Like, I think you would really like it.
Okay.
And then 7, Life of a Showgirl, 6, Wishlist, 5, Honey, 4, Ruin the Friendship, 3, Wood, 2, Opalite, and 1, Actually Romantic. That song, Slap City, that was my number one, like, immediate.
Yeah, same. I would say, like, Opalite, Actually Romantic, and Fatal Ophelia were my top 3, like, from the beginning. And I would say they still are. Mm-hmm. But Actually Romantic and Opalite, in my opinion, are the 2 best songs on the album, mm-hmm. period. Mm-hmm. And I think that Opalite should have been the lead single. Sue me.
I 1,000% agree. What do you think would be the next single that she's going to come out
with? I think now it's going to be Opalite.
I hope so.
hope so. But well, do you think she's going to do two Travis love songs?
Yes, because Opalite is the first non-single song to hit 100 million streams in 7.5 days.
That's fair. That's
which
fair. It is a really good song. Yeah. I do think that she should.
I think that it's giving very much, at least I've seen on Twitter a lot of people comparing it to 1989 when she released Shake It Off as a lead single, and then Blank Space immediately blew up on the charts because everyone was like, Blank Space should have been the lead single.
I do think that, I think she chose Fate of Ophelia because she had an image of the music video that she wanted to put out.
And I agree.
That's why she chose it, not necessarily...
I agree.
...because of anything else. But I also, what was I gonna say? I will say, though, yeah, because there's, some of the songs on the album, I'm like, okay, this is, very Reputation. Canceled, very Reputation.
Very Reputation.
I would say Honey is the most Lover song on the album, in my opinion. That would fit in the Lover album.
I agree.
I love Honey. That one was also very hard for me to place because it has really gone up the ranks, a lot.
Yeah, when on first listen, I would say that was one of the ones that I was like, I don't know. It was really, in the bottom four of the album for me. And now the fact that it's in top five is crazy.
That and Wishlist, too, is also a very strong song for me, too. Mm. And I also Life of the Showgirl, I think I wanted more Razzle Dazzle with Life of a Showgirl. I was expecting it to be
I feel like everyone felt that way about the album, and I was like, this album was kind of exactly what I expected it to be. Maybe
I think just specifically that song for me, I wanted more, but I do really like it now, and I get the vision, but that song I was just really hoping for something else, but that's okay, and I still like what they laid down. So also we need to say that Taylor announced that she's announcing something tomorrow on GMA. I think that it's literally that the movie that she dropped in AMC theaters is going to be on Disney Plus. That's all that it is. I truly think that that's what it's going to be.
Okay. The only other thing that I could think that it is, because she keeps saying that she's tired, she doesn't want to go on tour, is it's some sort of documentary that she directed about the Eras tour. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, which are similar things, but
yeah. If I can't, I just,
it better not fucking be other variants, I swear to God.
Yeah, and also you don't go on GMA to announce a variant. I'm so sorry. Enough. That being said, I really like this album. I think that there's a lot of discourse around it, and I think that we all just need to take a step back and be like, sometimes it's not as deep as you think it is.
Maybe she just wanted to make an album that Travis could understand.
That's so funny. I did see somebody say, back at at the beginning of last week when it was released, which I don't agree with because, again, I really like this album, but somebody else on Twitter said, if Taylor wrote this album, I'm really disappointed. If Travis wrote this album, I'm really impressed. And so true.
Oh gosh, so funny.
So funny.
Do you think that Charli XCX is going to drop another diss track? She was wearing a Chiefs shirt on SNL last
She
night.
Was?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Let me double check. I was seeing that in the comments, but I couldn't really see the shirt. So
the shirt just looked like a gray shirt that said something stupid on it. I don't know. It could be a Chiefs shirt, but honestly, I think it would be really embarrassing.
Max's Kansas City. It's not Chiefs, but it says Max's Kansas City.
Yeah.
Why would she? Why the fuck would she wear that shirt?
Candidly, I think if she responds to a song where, this is the thing. I think that actually Romantic is literally making fun of. I think the actually Romantic is literally satirical. I think she is saying, you think that I'm getting off on how much you think about me, when in reality, I don't give a fuck. She's and I think because that is the intent, her responding would be comical because Taylor is not going to respond to anything that she does. Anyway, Taylor is just going to be like, girl, all you're doing is proving my fucking point. Exactly. such a good song. I had that revelation in the shower the other day where I was like, she's not saying it's actually romantic. She's saying that she's like, you think that I think that it's romantic. It was literally like a mind blown moment.
I also just think it's like a funny song.
I love it.
I like the beat.
My favorite part is the bridge where it's like, you think I'm talking, baby, stop talking dirty to me.
Okay.
Amazing.
Do we have anything else regarding Taylor?
Nope.
Okay. Our next story, little old news, but Selena and Benny Blanco did get married.
Woo!
On September 27th. Super congrats to them. She looked gorgeous. She had three different dresses.
And all three of them were so stunning.
So gorgeous.
She was giving, like, such, like, very old Hollywood, like,
classy, classy.
Classy, classy. She looked so beautiful. And I feel like a lot of celebrities have a tendency to overdo it. She did three dresses, and I didn't think that any of those were overdoing it. They were so, like, mm-hmm. Selena, so, like...
Yeah. I think it was, like, a lace one, a non-lace one, and then, like, a T-length one.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. The couple has been together for 2 years, and they got engaged last December, so this is, like, pretty fast.
Yeah.
Which, like, when you're a billionaire, hey, might as well just get married in
yeah.
9 months. The celebrities that attended the wedding include Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, Paris Hilton, SZA, Camila Cabello.
Ooh, SZA was there?
That's what it was listed.
Good for you, SZA.
Camila Cabello, Cara Delevingne. Paul Rudd, Steve Martin, and Martin Short, and also her, like, former Wizards of Waverly Place co-stars.
Oh, yeah, I saw them all, like, on the bus to the venue.
Yeah, as well as her Emilia Perez co-stars, Zoe Saldana.
Okay.
So, just so cute, everybody's being supportive. They've, like, released a ton of, like, videos, and they were snappy getting those pictures out. It was, like, the afternoon of the wedding, and...
Do you know?
They posted on Instagram, like, her
followers. I think that that's why Selena has such a hardcore following, and that's why she is one of the most followed people on Instagram, mm-hmm. is because she genuinely lives her life like a 30-something woman who just got married. Yeah. She genuinely...
And it seemed like a pretty... I mean, other than it being, like, a rich wedding, it did seem like a pretty normal wedding.
Correct. Like, other than the fact that they're loaded, yeah. like... but... I think that is why she continues to have that status, because, like, not everyone gets married and posts the pictures on their own Instagram. Like, even influencers don't do that. Influencers think that they are too cool to do that. Like, and I think that just speaks to, like, Selena. I love her so much. Like,
I really love how much, like, he loves her so much. It's really sweet.
I know. I also just, like, I think that she is someone who genuinely uses her platform for, like, good. The fact that every single World Mental Health Day, they donate all the proceeds of all sales for Rare Beauty to the Rare Mental Health Fund or something like that is, like...
Her mom's a little cuckoo, though.
I mean, yeah. I'm not talking about her. I'm not talking about her mom. I'm talking about her.
Like, I feel like they had a good relationship, and then they didn't have a good relationship.
Yeah.
And her mom's, like, interesting.
Yeah. I also think that, unfortunately, Selena has had, like, when you're Selena Gomez, people are going to try and take advantage of you. And, like, I love the relationship she has with her grandparents. Like, the amount of times that I see her grandparents on Selena and Chef, I'm like, the fact that her grandpa walked her down the aisle, I was like, so sweet. Her grandpa, like, you could tell on Selena and Chef, like, how much he, like, loves her. So sweet.
Interesting tidbit, though, that Francia
was not invited,
who gave her the kidney. So.
Yes. But also, like...
Maybe she was invited and she couldn't go. I don't know. We don't know there.
People do fall out all the time. I understand that she gave her a kidney, but, like, that was also literally 10 years ago at this point.
Yeah.
Which...
1,000%. It's still a little weird, though.
It's definitely still a little weird. I'm just saying, we don't know their lives. Okay, next. My boy, Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny is officially confirmed as the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show performer, which we're so excited about. This has obviously come, has created a lot of backlash, you know, from racists around the world.
Yes, and people that don't know that Puerto Rico
is part of the United States, including... I'm so sorry. It was just so funny to me when they were like, I had a conversation with the president of the United States. Yeah, in the mirror, buddy.
Oh, and the president of Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Trump said that. He was like, I had a conversation with the president of Puerto Rico. Yeah, in the mirror, buddy. Like,
That's you, Donald.
He's literally so dumb. And everyone's like, this is such a stupid ratings decision. We're like, excuse me. Like, he has been in the top three most streamed artists for the past 3 years. This, if anything, this was objectively a ratings decision.
No, literally.
And then being like, we're going to deport him. You can't deport him. He's a U.S. citizen. Stupid. So,
now they're like doing like some stupid right wing like other halftime shows.
Yeah,
is putting on some like,
which also is ridiculous whatever. Because I'm like, it's so honestly stupid. Ridiculous, especially because John Oliver said, he's one of the hottest and most commercially successful people alive. That's like,
literally,
like. Ugh, I'm so excited. If anyone would like a highlight of Bad Bunny songs to start with, I can put some stuff together and we could put it on the Instagram. Let me know. Mm-hmm. You know, just like to dip your toe in what we think he's going to be singing. Next topic.
Oh, it's mine. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban announced their split last week. September 30th. Nicole Kidman 58 and Keith Urban 57. They announced their separation and then like a day later she filed for divorce.
Yeah.
So in documents filed in Davidson County, Tennessee, the couple laid terms of their divorce. The agreement resolves questions about their finances and real estate holdings, blah, blah, plus with their custody with their kids.
Yeah.
Sunday Rose, who's 17, and Faith Margaret, who's 14. Nicole was named primary residential parent.
Shocker.
By the terms of the couple's parenting plan, their daughters will spend 306 days of the year with Kidman and 59 days with Urban.
Yeah.
Interesting. neither one of them will pay alimony or like spouse support or anything like that because they're both wealthy people. So.
Well, also, if anybody would, it would have to be Nicole Kidman, which I'm so sorry, Keith, you deserve $0.
Yeah, so, and then they'll retain their financial assets. He has had substance abuse problems, so I'm kind of assuming that has
something to do with it.
Something to do with it, but also maybe cheating. I always think
it already came out that he was, like, seen, like, canoodling with his guitarist.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because the only thing his camp can come up with is Keith Urban got tired of having too much sex with Nicole Kidman, which I'm so sorry. Aww. I'm so sorry.
Oh, is that hard for you?
No, which that's literally the only thing his camp could come up with, which I'm like, you think that's painting? Because essentially it was like Nicole Kidman's insane sex drive. There are men who would line up down the street. She came out with little revenge bangs. She looks so good.
And I'm hoping to see her spotted with Michael B. Jordan next week.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan, maybe.
Our classic always.
I actually think, like, I know that we're joking, but I think that he would treat her so well. Mm-hmm. And I think that, I think that maybe she needs a little younger man.
I'm going to look up, like, stars in their, like, 50s, just so we can have, like, a age-appropriate
Wait, how old is Mark Ruffalo? Is Mark Ruffalo married?
He's married.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I just like Mark Ruffalo. I love every single thing you do, and you're just so pure, and I want the best things for you.
So true. Love him.
Yeah.
All these dudes are... Well, David Harbour's free now because him and Lily Allen broke up.
Oh, that's true. I actually...
That's sexy.
That's so sexy.
Leo? Not a chance. Oh, wait, he's not even single. He is like a...
Also, Nicole Kidman is literally... You could divide her age in two and she'd still be too old for Leonardo DiCaprio, mm-hmm. which is sad. Mm-hmm. It's literally gross, Leo.
True.
Gross.
Pedro Pascal.
Ooh, I love that. Mm-hmm. Also, I know he's dating Seton Foster, but Hugh Jackman could sneaky be really good.
Yeah, but also, like, I don't know.
I mean, I'm positive that they made out at least once on the set of Australia. Sorry. True. Ooh, maybe like a Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig's married to Rachel Weisz for like a very, very long time. Like,
I literally Googled single celebrities and...
Oh, no, they've been married for like ever. And
okay. Together. Okay. Lenny Kravitz. Is he a little too crazy for her?
It feels like they dated before. That feels like they've dated before. No?
I mean, maybe. No. He has dated.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, he did used to date Nicole Kidman.
That seems familiar. So.
Okay, Nicole. Actually, ooh, that would be good. I was just gonna say, let's not eat out of the trash, Nicole.
Yes.
Not that Lenny is trash. It's just a quoting of a Taylor Swift line. I had a. I think those are good.
I think they're solid options.
Yeah, solid options. Mm-hmm. Okay, next topic. Some sad news.
Is it me?
Yeah, it is you.
Yeah, so yesterday we found out that Diane Keaton passed away.
It was during rehearsal, and I was, it was so sad.
She was 79, which is like...
Pretty young.
Pretty young. It's still not known, the cause of anything.
Well, I mean, I'm sure her family hasn't, like...
Yeah. If you didn't know, she's the Oscar-winning actress who was best known for her roles in Annie Hall, The First Wife's Club, Something's Gotta Give, The Godfather, and also one of my favorite movies, The Family Stone. One of my favorite Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Very sad, and this is just going to make it, I'm going to bawl.
Yeah. Also, what's that other movie that she was in? It's not Baby Mama, it's Baby Boom. It was, it's like an older movie. It's one of the movies that I know because of my dad. She was like young when it came out. She has a baby and starts a business. It's like an amazing movie, actually. And it's trending on Amazon. It was like showing up. I was like, maybe I should watch that movie.
She survived by her two children, daughter Dexter and son Duke. The source says, a spokesperson says there are no further details available at this time, and her family has asked for privacy in this moment of great sadness.
Yeah, it is really sad.
And from, like, the internet, at least, like, everybody's devastated. This is, like, a very, very sad.
Yeah.
Just so shocking and, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like she's looked the same for, like, 40 years, so I just, like, assumed she was kind of immortal, you know? Like,
she's
a powerful force. Like,
I know. So cool. It really was just so sad.
So, so sad.
Okay. Next is... One quick little TLDR. Jasmine, you have 30 seconds.
Zoe, how do you say her last name? Deutsch?
Deutsch, yeah.
Zoe Deutsch, who was in Set It Up and Zombieland, among other things. And Jimmy Tatro, who was in like Real Bros of Simi Valley, American Vandal. He's very funny.
He's very funny.
They got engaged. They've been dating since 2021. Very cutie couple.
I love that for her. Mm.
They were very close with Nina Dobrev
and Shaun White.
They were always on couple trips.
So yeah.
At least one of them's at least so far succeeding, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But they're really, really cute and...
Yeah, I'm just happy for them.
Couple, so, congrats.
Great. Now...
All right, everybody. Welcome to Tipsy Teasers. Ariana, you got these two.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, first off, Millie Bobby Brown is set to play Carrie Strug in a new Netflix biopic called Perfect. So Perfect will focus on Carrie Strong's iconic 1996 Atlanta Olympics performance, where she performed a vault on an injured ankle, broken ankle, by the way, insane, to secure the magnificent seven teams gold medal. And she's going to also work as a producer, which is really exciting. And it's going to be directed by Gia Coppola. Okay. So for those of you guys who don't know, I actually do implore you to go see that video unless you are like sensitive. You can't see it, but like she literally does the vault and she's physically limping and in pain. And she like then sprints, does the other vault. Jeez. And then has to get carried off the vault because she like finished breaking her ankle. Like it was crazy. But it was also one of those things where it's like, you could tell that she was injured. And instead of saying, hey, pause, like if you watch the video, the coaches literally are like encouraging her to go again.
That's
like
crazy. She could have like really
No, she did. She retired after that. She never did gymnastics after that.
Did she medal from that or not?
Yeah, the U.S. won a gold medal from that, but
still.
At what cost? Like, so that's very exciting. That Millie Bobby Brown is doing it. I'm very excited for Millie Bobby Brown's, like.
Do they look alike?
In a way that can be.
Yeah.
Especially because Carrie Strug was so young. She was, like, 16 or 18. Like, especially...
Does she have, like, short hair, like a pixie cut?
She has, like, really short, curly bangs. Carrie Strug. No. She has a pixie cut. No, she has pixie cut.
Do we think MBB is gonna chop off her hair again? She's had long hair for a very long time since, you know...
I could see it, honestly. I could see it. Especially because she already got married. She just had a kid. Like, I could see her being like, let's chop all my hair off, too. Like, yeah. But... Yeah, if you guys don't know the full story of Carrie Strug, I implore you to, if you're interested, because it is very fascinating. Okay, next tipsy teaser and last, which really just touched my heartstrings today, this week. Zayn Malik and Louis Tomlinson to embark on a road trip documentary series for Netflix. So a 3-part documentary series is headed to Netflix. They're going to be on a road trip across America, described as a spontaneous adventure complete with reconnection, exploration, and a lot of laughter, per the official press release. The series is meant to give fans of the stars a rare look inside the world of two of the most private former One Direction members. Across 3 episodes, Malik and Tomlinson engage in intimate conversations about life, love, loss, and fatherhood, which is obviously hard as well because Liam Payne sadly, tragically died about a year ago at this point. But that being said, it's sad that it came to that, but it really did bring the boys together. The amount of One Direction edits that I've seen to ruin the friendship where it's like, Abigail called me with the, like, I'm literally going to start tearing up. And then I also saw a One Direction father figure, Simon Cowell one, and that, I was literally ugly crying on the bus on the way home. It was bad. I was literally like, like to the point where I came upstairs and I was like, Jasmine's gonna see me and she's gonna be like, this was before the engagement party. I was worried you were gonna be like, are you well? Anyway, back to this documentary. I'm actually very excited about it because I think I hope that it'll give us this, like, rare insight into the boys that we really haven't had since This Is Us.
Their concert movie.
Yes, not the show This Is Us. But even then, like, I think that Louis and Zayn have always had, like, a very, very special relationship. And I think that that was very much fractured when Zayn left the band. And Louis actually talked about it in an interview this week. It is sad that, like, Liam passing brought the boys back together, but I do think that they were just like, we can't, because I'm sure some of those relationships were fractured, but I'm really happy, because this is my thing, all I want is for them to be like happy and like enjoy their lives, and like,
yeah,
that's truly all I want for them. I also bought Louis Tomlinson tickets for Madison Square Garden this week, so I just bought 2 tickets. If anybody wants to come, text me and I'll let you know how much the ticket was. Okay, that is what we had. So now it's the screen time recap. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I will go first.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we watched Love Is Blind
together. And we're caught up through the episodes. It's through episode 9, I think. Mm-hmm. And if you have not watched, fast forward.
I feel like almost none of the couples are compatible.
Yeah.
They're all arguing about the same fucking thing. All the girls are being, like, freaking out and, like, self-sabotaging, and the dudes are super immature. Like, that's
exactly what it is. It's also one of those things where, like, some of the things that the girls are choosing to, like, hang their, like, hats on, like, or whatever the term is when you're, like, this is the thing.
The hill that they're dying on.
Yeah, the hill that they're dying on. It's, like, your husband having 2 beers after a night shift is the thing that you're going to be stressed about.
Oh, yeah. She's like, it's in the morning. He worked the night. It's like somebody having a glass of wine when they get home.
Correct.
From 9 to 5. Like,
I'm so sorry.
Take a breath. But I have seen that people are saying that, like, he's like very alcohol focused. Like,
oh, okay.
Even if he did like the first meet, he didn't even turn back to her. He just went and grabbed the champagne to start drinking it.
Oh, so,
like,
I could see that. That's, like, another issue, okay, I could see that. But like, if it truly is one or two beers, relax.
Yeah. Literally, it's the same if somebody was, you know, after a day of work.
I'm so sorry.
I don't drink after work. People do.
Yeah, a lot of people do. And it's a very normal thing. The reason I don't do it is because I'm usually sitting in my room alone and it feels
sad.
But, like, we'll have a beverage if we're watching The Bachelor together. Yeah, like, it's so normal. I can't. And then...
But, like, a lot of the men are just so immature.
And but like, also, like...
Edmund, a child.
No, Edmund is literally a child. I'm so sorry. KB, you could do so much better.
She's the coolest girl.
No, not hands down. You could see them when he got in that cabinet. You could see the ick on her face.
Oh my god.
Like, it was disgusting.
And it lasted for so long.
Yeah.
That's not that. I don't know if any of them will actually say it. Like, I do.
I don't think that any of them should. Is the thing. Because the only man that I think is mature or like emotionally maybe ready to get married is, what's his name, Nick?
Yeah.
Because
they're... The guy that lives in the mountains.
Because there's conversation...
Everybody hates, though, I guess.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. But everybody hates him, which...
He also said, like, some homophobic
things. Yes, he said some homophobic things. And it's like, if the one guy on the show that we're like, hey, you're the only one being able to have emotionally mature relationships is also a douchebag, like, this is not going to work out well.
Yeah.
I think that Sparkle Megan and What's-His-Face are going to get married, though.
Interesting.
I think that they will.
Yeah, I can see that, but I don't think it'll last, though, for sure.
There's something about their relationship that I think that they have major communication issues that I think they need to deal with. I'm not saying that I think they should, but I think there's something that is giving me the suspicion that they will. Yeah.
The girl that's, like, the Annie girl that's with Nick,
mm-hmm.
She was like, I know that I want to be with you right now, and because you don't know...
That was sure, so manipulative of her.
It was
crazy.
She was like, then you just don't love me as much. She's like, what are you talking about?
No, that...
It's been 13 days.
It felt so manipulative. Yeah, like, that to me was, like, that was, like,
yikes.
like toxic behavior from her.
And that's, she needs to go to therapy.
Yes. Yes. It's funny because a lot of people are blaming Chelsea for the casting problems now.
Well, yeah.
Like, Chelsea and Kwame, because she's, like, the head of casting now. Because people are, like... at least people on Twitter are, like, joking about it. They're, like, she's trying to cast all these crazy so nobody focuses that Kwame doesn't really love her. I'm, like, they're still married.
For, like, 3 years now. Like,
no, high. Like, 5 years, because you have to remember that it's, like, two... They pad in like a year and a half or two before we even see
that's
the seasons.
True, yeah.
So it's like, also, I'm so sorry. Who are you? Like, also, it's like, this is somebody else's relationship. Of all the couples on Love is Blind, they've actually proved that they're like still together and like making it work. Like, what does this random person's relationship have to do with these crazy people?
Yeah.
Overall, reality shows need to do a better job, but... Don't blame Chelsea because you think these people are crazy. I mean, they are, but, like, my God.
Also, like, I just wish they would stop letting contestants be interviewed before the season's done.
What do you mean?
A bunch of them have been on Nick Viall already. A bunch of them have been on, 80s thing. And it's, like, you're kind of giving... You're, like, it's, funny,
yeah.
It's spoilers. Like, you're kind of giving away, like, if you're still being that upset about that situation, well, obviously you didn't marry the person.
Right. I agree, like, but do you think that the reason that they're doing that is because this season has gotten...
They always do it.
Oh, that's
Every
fair.
Year, they always let them do any interview that they want.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
It's so weird.
That is 100% a mistake. They shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Okay, and the other stuff that I watched, watching Gen V, I believe we have, like, one or two episodes left of this season. It's really, really good. It's really, like...
I need to catch up.
Gearing up to some crazy shit that's not gonna happen in the finale. The last
amazing
season of The Voice. Peacemaker had its finale. It was amazing. Really, really set up a lot. James Gunn said, like, oh, I'm not doing a season 3 of Peacemaker, but that's because they kind of set up a new like, team show at the end of this finale, so that's my guess that it's going to be basically Peacemaker, but it instead will be called whatever that's going to be.
Yeah.
Plus, it just set up, like, the Man of Tomorrow, like, crazy. Like, it's going to be insane.
Exciting.
And I was texting all of our friends because Jared Habon from The Bachelor, as in, like, Ashley, I, and Jared, he was in the finale as, like, this, like, cokehead.
Yeah.
Like, assistant to Rick Flagg Sr., who's, like,
in charge. Yeah.
And it was just, like, so random, but, like, love that for him, because, like, he showed up in a Superman gear, like,
love that.
So, like,
I mean, he's a big nerd, isn't he?
Yeah, huge, so, love that for him.
Nerd compliment. Yeah. From this podcast, compliment.
Yeah. I finished The Good Place, bawled my fucking eyes out.
As you should.
I thought it was so funny in the last season, because, like, it shows, like, the demons a lot more, like, in The Bad Place or whatever. And the Demon Pride song is Cars for Kids, 1-800
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard.
No,
I had to put that down because that was so funny.
No, that show has some deep cuts. Hilarious. So
funny. And I just started AP Bio with Glenn Howerton.
Ooh, okay.
I watched like a few episodes a long time ago, and then I've been meaning to watch it again. It's honestly really funny.
Ooh, okay.
Really, really funny. If you're looking for just like a fun sitcom or whatever, it's on Peacock. Really funny. And the kids are hilarious. Oh, and I'm caught up to Abbott Elementary also.
Slay.
I forgot to write that down, but.
Amazing. Okay, so The Voice, I've continued to watch Blind Auditions because now it's on the show. Love Island Games finished, by the way.
No, we talked about that already.
About who won? No. Oh, no, because that was last weekend.
Oh, I guess you're right. Oh, yeah. So
Love Island Games. I mean, I'm happy with who won because it wasn't Johnny. Sorry. Yeah.
I was rooting for anyone but Johnny, to be honest.
No, agreed.
And if Tyreek and Justine would have been at the end, I would have hoped that Justine would take all the money.
I think she would have.
Yeah.
I think that she was playing him, yeah. Like, for real.
Yeah.
Okay, then Survivor. Did I say this last week? I'm so sorry. You can't call yourself Riz God and be a Survivor legend.
I have no idea what that refers to.
Oh, this guy, his name is Rizzo. Mm-hmm. And because he's Gen Z, he's like, I want to be known as Riz God. RIZGOD. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I will never call you Riz God.
It's like Food God.
Yeah.
Jonathan, whatever his face is.
Yeah, but like, Riz God is worse.
Stupid.
It's worse. Okay, so I started Real Housewives of New Jersey. I think I talked about that. I'm on season 2. It's just, like, a good, like, background show when I'm, like, I can't really... If I'm, like, painting, it's good. If I'm, like, doing other things, like, if I'm bedazzling, it's a good show. I like that. Dancing with the Stars, up to date. So happy, Jordan. We are rooting for you. Jordan and Ezra, we will be your soldiers. We, me, okay?
I was like, who's me?
We, me and my army. Me and my army. Yeah. And I think you should vote. But also, we as a society came together to do what we needed to do this week and vote off Hilaria.
Bye.
Bye. Amazing. So I started watching Chad Powers today.
I heard her giggling.
There's some moments that are genuinely like laugh out loud funny.
It gets funnier. It was like quite serious. Like, it wasn't quite serious, but there were
it's like pretty depressing. Like, the first like half hour is pretty depressing.
It made me, like, a little uncomfy, to be honest. But
Because there's a point where you're like
that first scene.
No, that first scene is crazy. No, but it gets to a point where it gets to a point where you're like, this dude's at rock bottom, and it's sad.
Yeah.
But once he gets to South Georgia, it starts being funny. And the guy from High School Musical, the musical, the series, Manny, he was like the director, I think. He was one of the gays. Not the gay that was Ryan.
Redhead?
No, one of the boy gays.
Yeah, the redhead boy.
No, the other one. He's in it. And he's like the guy who helps Chad Powers. But it's truly, there are moments like his comedic timing needs to be studied because there are moments, blends there, especially because, like, I don't want to give the whole thing away, but like, it is funny because, like, he's having to do an accent at some points and he says the most out of pocket shit. It's truly,
I'm definitely gonna watch, by the way. I'll probably
yes. No, like, I I highly recommend. There's only 3 episodes out. I've only seen 2 episodes, and I was like, there were moments where I was like actually cackling. It's very good so far, so I feel very good about it. Oh, also, not to go back to One Direction, but I'm going back to One Direction. So I posted that father figure edit to One Direction and Simon Cowell on my Instagram stories, and somebody responded to my story. Girl, I thought Simon died. You posted this and I thought Simon died. It was this morning. It was first thing when I woke up. I was cackling. Like, tears were streaming down my eyes. Because, also, like, this girl, Miranda, I love you. She's just so, like, I could just imagine the tone of voice that she said it. She was like, she said, oh my, OMG, I thought Simon Cowell had died for a second. She would be like, oh my, OMG, I thought Simon Cowell died for a second. Like, the way that she would say it, just, Miranda, you're hilarious. I love you.
You also were watching Dawson's Creek.
No, I'm still watching Dawson's Creek. I just, like, Dawson's Creek, you know how I am with shows. Like, sometimes I ebb and flows. I haven't been in Dawson's Creek mood lately.
What was the last thing that happened?
Jen is, like, friends with this girl who's, like, I don't like.
Oh.
And then, Pacey and the girl whose brother died, Andy.
He didn't die.
Yeah, they have another brother who died. No, they have another brother who died. That's, like, canonically, so, like, they just got together. And then her other brother tried to kiss Joey, like 5 episodes ago.
If you know, you know.
And then Dawson's parents just got, divorced.
Is that cheating mom?
Yeah. Also, like, the dad is such a dick to Dawson. I'm like, he's, like, saying all these things, and I'm, like, what? It's wild. So I think I had to take a stop, because it was, like, this is, like, too stressful, too real.
Because they are the best parents in that show.
Yeah, which is scary.
I also decided that I am going to do a Stranger Things rewatch before.
Amazing.
It starts.
When does it start?
Thanksgiving? Or is it Halloween?
I want to say it's Thanksgiving. Let me look it up.
It's definitely a holiday. I think both parts are holidays.
I'm looking at it.
It's just, like, I don't remember, like, so much
I know.
Stuff.
Oh, it's Thanksgiving.
Okay, it's like,
Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I have time.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's November 26th, December 25th, December 31st.
Oh, yeah, it's 3 parts. Yeah.
Wait, does that mean we're going to maybe watch the finale together in Utah? Probably not.
Yeah, we could.
Maybe.
No, my whole family will be watching.
Oh, slay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, yeah,
wait, maybe we'll make it a double on the road.
We could, and we could have my family on.
Yeah, we could. I mean, honestly, we don't even need microphones. Tara's boyfriend probably has some.
That's true. Shout out, McKay.
Thanks, McKay.
I hope I beat you in fantasy football today, and you're kicked out of the league. love you, though.
No,
but
my...
it's not looking promising. I'm the last girl out of... So it's Rain, McKay, and I'm the last girl, and... honestly not looking very good for me right now, but
yeah, my family fantasy football, I asked so many people for help, and then I made the mistake. So many people, including Rain, I'm so sorry Rain, told me not to have the entire Eagles team on my starting lineup, and the Eagles lost this week against the Giants of all people. It's fine.
I'm in second right now.
Slay.
And McKay's in third, but also,
yeah,
we have only six.
Well, also all the games are today, so like we'll know.
All of us, 6 of our players or whatever have gone so far, so we all have like, I don't know, 10 or whatever.
Yeah,
come on, Josh Allen, do me a solid, I swear to God. So next week I'll let you know if I got kicked out, because the team that I am, the fantasy league that my brother Rain set up,
it's like a dead
so it's like you get like kicked out if you that week, so it's gonna be, and like kickers make more points. I don't know.
I also need to, like, it's embarrassing. I'm literally in last place in my family league, and it's like I'm literally in second place in our friends league. Like, I'm not bad at this. I just have a bad team, and it's not even a bad team. Everyone's like, there's nothing you should do to your team. You just keep having like people have shitty days.
No, so true.
Okay. So, song on repeat?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, my song on repeat is Not Okay by 5 Seconds of Summer. I have listened to it 33 times in the past 4 weeks. It is my number 3 most listened to song in the past 4 weeks, dethroned only by The Fate of Ophelia and Father Figure. Yeah. No, and Eldest Daughter. Interesting. Strange. Yeah.
Mine is actually Romantic.
Slay. Yeah,
Showgirl.
Okay. So we'll add those to the playlist. Yes. Now, 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. My person is Selena Gomez.
Oh, I was going to put her, but I'm going to do Nicole Kidman.
Okay, Nicole Kidman, Selena Gomez.
Okay, so can we connect them with Steve Martin or
Martin Short?
Or Paul Rudd.
I was thinking Paul Rudd.
Okay. Well, Nicole Kidman, Sandra Bullock. Anything there? Or
Will Ferrell. Bewitched.
Oh, so true.
One of the best movies of all time. I actually agree. Hold on. Nicole Kidman was in Australia with Hugh Jackman, which I'm thinking, I got it. Hugh Jackman to The Greatest Showman, Zac Efron. Mm-hmm. Can we get from Zac Efron to Selena Gomez? Yeah,
combo.
Yeah, I guess they exist in the same universe, but I don't know if that counts though.
Hold on, let's think.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah, so I said Selena Gomez to Meryl Streep. There's got to be a connection. Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies. Okay, that's the one I was thinking of. As soon as you said Meryl Streep, I was thinking in the back of my head, and I was like, what's that show called? Okay.
So, Selena Gomez to Meryl Streep in Only Murders, then Meryl Streep to Nicole Kidman.
In Big Little Lies. Amazing. So, if you liked what you heard, pour us another round by subscribing, leaving a review, and telling a friend. Until next time, cheers.